The winter weather continues here in western Washington at SeaTac Airport. Heavy snow and about a quarter mile visibility this afternoon. Crews are trying to keep up with it to keep those runways clear. Perry Cooper is the spokesman for SeaTac Airport. I talked to him earlier this hour. Perry, you were just out on the airfield. What's the situation at SeaTac right now?
It is snowing hard right now, and we just had the great opportunity to go behind our snow crews as they were clearing actually two different runways in a row. So what they'll do is they'll come together in actually a V-shape, two different crews, and they will go down the runway and actually clear an entire runway in one sweep. So it gets it done in about 10 to 15 minutes versus doing it normally as you do it in two different sweeps with one crew. And that usually takes anywhere from 30 to 45 minutes depending on which runway they're on.
Are you seeing widespread delays today?
We're actually doing pretty good from a delay standpoint. Most of the airlines have done some pre-canceling ahead of this, which helps thin out the schedule. So it seems like it may be counterintuitive to cancel flights. Those people on those flights, it's a bummer for them, unfortunately. But for those flights that then are still on the schedule, that helps even things out because you just can't get enough aircraft, the same amount of aircraft, in and out of here during a low visibility situation like snow as you can during a regular day.
Is there a particular type of weather that really worries an airport? Is snow worse than freezing rain or ice? I mean, what makes you sweat?
Really, it's the ice that makes it worse because you can't just chunk it off, you know, with a shovel like you might do at your own driveway, that kind of thing. So what we try and do is get ahead of those type of situations. We do de-icing ahead of time before it gets to a freezing temperature, and we actually have temperature gauges in the runway so we know exactly what the temperature is on the runways, which is usually a little bit warmer than it is in the air. So it may be freezing in the air to you and I, but it's still actually above freezing on the concrete before we have to get to that de-icing level.
Authorities are telling people to avoid travel if they can. So if I'm expecting to either catch a flight or pick somebody up, how can I check before I leave whether that flight is on time to avoid an unnecessary trip?
If you haven't heard from your airline already letting you know whether there's been delays, check in on their website or our website with the Port of Seattle and check in straight with those flight information connections. If you've got an email option or a text option with your airline, you can connect with those as well too, and they can give you text or email alerts to see if that changes even when you get to the terminal here.
And if folks do have to make the trip, what do you recommend?
Number one, be safe. Find a good, safe way to be here. If you can take some light rail transit or other transit options to get here, do that. Find ways in which you can get here safely and make sure that you take that into account as you're getting in here before you get through the checkpoint lines as well, too. And those may be long as well. They vary. Keep that in mind, too, as you get ahead of your trip.
Now, lots of airports handle weather like this regularly. I think of O'Hare. It comes first to mind. We certainly get snow here, but it's unusual for us to see it persist like it has. How does it work for you and for your crews?
And that's a great point. Yeah, we are usually used to after 2 or 3 days maybe of a snow like this, and then it starts to turn into wet and slush and then goes away, and then there might be another one a few days later. This has been a challenge for us, but it's actually been part of our plan. So we've got standard operating procedures where we've got up to 99 folks that actually rotate around in 12-hour shifts on and 12 hours off. So we've been able to manage the runways and the taxiways, and we've been able to stay open this entire two-week period that we're going through, and we'll continue to do that until it slows down and make sure that everybody's safe getting in and out of here.
Perry, thank you.
Thank you.
Perry Cooper is with the Port of Seattle, which runs SeaTac Airport.